And the sound of a child crying could be heard during the sermon. After the sermon was done, he went to the parents of that child and he said, "If possible, can you avoid having your child cry in front of me?" And they would ask the prophet, "Why this child?" And he would say that when this child cries, it reminds me of my Hussein crying. Sayyidah Fatima will tell Fidda, "Fidda, when my Hussein goes to sleep, put a small cup of water beside him. In the middle of the night, my Hussein might wake up thirsty." Amir al-Mu'mineen on the 21st of Ramadan brings Abu al-Fazl Abbas, that you are to make sure that my Hussein is never left alone. It's Asri Ashur, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Sayyidah Fatima, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. Hussein is crying, Hussein is thirsty, Hussein is all alone. After burying his six-month-old Ali Asghar, he takes Bibi Zainab and goes to the Khaymah, the tent where Imam Sajjad is lying. Imam Sajjad is in and out of consciousness due to his sickness. When Imam Hussein enters the tent and begins to wake up his son Sajjad, Sajjad opens his eyes and looks up to his father, his face drenched in Ali Asghar's blood. His back is a little bit broken. His sight is almost gone. Almost every inch of his body has some sort of scar on it. And Imam Sajjad looks up to his father and says, "Baba, aina aina Habib, Baba? Where is Habib?" "Ya bunayya qad khutil." "Oh my son, he's been killed." "Baba, aina aina Muslim? Where is Muslim?" "Ya bunayya qad qutil." "Baba, aina aina akhi Ali Akbar? Where is my brother Ali Akbar?" Almost as if to say that how could you be in this state when all these warriors were around you. "Ya bunayya qad qutil." Then he says, "Baba, aina aina Abu al-Fazl al-Abbas? Ya bunayya qad qutil." Just know that besides you and me, there's no more men in this qafila. Imam Sajjad says, "Puppy Amma, give me my cane and give me my sword." Why? "I need my cane to help me up. I need my sword to defend my father." Wait, Sajjad. Hold on, Sajjad. This is Hussein's Ashura. You have to take these women from Karbala to Kufa, Kufa to Sham. When they would ask Imam Sajjad, "Tell me, where was the most difficult time?" He didn't say Karbala, Medina, Mecca. He said, "Sham, Sham, Sham." Imam Hussein bids his farewell to his son and goes out to the, in front of the Khaymah and the tents. And they say that Imam Hussein for a moment stood there and looked out to the battlefield of Karbala. He saw the left arm of Abu al-Fazl, he saw the right arm of Abu al-Fazl, he saw the body of Abu al-Fazl, he left in the Maidan of Karbala. He turns to the Khaymah where all the bodies were there. He looks to his left, he looks to his right, and he calls out, "Where are you, my valiant warriors? Your mullah is calling you and you don't answer me. These are the women of Rasulullah. They need to be protected." He calls out, "Where are you, Ali Akbar? Where are you, Qasim? Where are you, Habib?" And as he begins to lament to his warriors, the sound of crying could be heard from the Khaymah. Imam Hussein enters the women. One by one, he says, "Be patient. Umme Farwa, be patient. Rabab, be patient. One by one, he tells them to be patient. I'm going now. As he exits the tent from behind him, he can hear, Mahlan, Mahla, Yabna Zahra. Slow down, oh, the son of Zahra. What's the rush? Slow down, slow down. Behind him, he sees Zainab coming, and these two have a very intense conversation. The Riwayat, the Hadith tells us there are two groups of people that you should never separate. One is Yusuf from Yaqub, one is Hussein from Zainab. These are the two that saw Rasulullah pass away. These are the two that saw the Zarb of Ali. These are the two that witnessed their mother being buried in the middle of the night. These are the two that saw arrows showered at their brother's janazah. Zainab looks to Hussein and says, Hussein, you're leaving me now at this stage in Karbala? Zainab, I have to go. I have to give my life for this mission. She says, if you must go, then know that there was an amanat that my mother gave me that I must give to you. What is that amanat? She leans forward and she unbuttons the shirt of Abu Abdullah. She leans forward, she kisses the chest, she kisses the neck, she kisses the forehead. Our mother Fatima told us that when my Hussein goes into the Maidan of Karbala, kiss that forehead, that when no one had sparrows, no one had spears, they will throw rocks at my Hussein. Kiss that chest, that Umar bin Saad says, I need 10 horses to trample the body of Abu Abdullah. Kiss that chest for me. Kiss that neck for me, that when Shimr bin Duljoshin. Imam Hussein stands there, about to mount his horse. And Bibi Zainab leans forward, and one tradition says that either she gave her knee to Imam Hussein or she put her hands up for Imam Hussein. Ke bhaiya, I will mount you on the horse. Imam Hussein gets on the horse. He roars into the Maidan of Karbala. Hamid ibn Muslim says that when Imam Hussein enters the Maidan of Karbala, the first thing that he says, for those who don't know me, Ana Hussein ibn Ali. And he begins to take out his sword. Hamid says, I was amazed. This was a 57-year-old man from morning till now, lifting body after body after body. Every inch of his body has a scar. He's bent his back. His eyesight is gone. But yet he fought like I've never seen anyone fight before. Rows and rows he killed. And every time he would kill somebody, he would say that you killed my Qasim, you killed my Ali Akbar, you killed my Abbas. There comes a moment where Umar ibn Saad realizes, if I go one-on-one with Hussein, I won't win this battle. He decides to announce to Shimr, Shimr, take a group of your men and go and loot the tents. Imam Hussein hears this, stops the battle, says, Shimr, if you're not a man of religion, at least be a man of humanity. What have these women done to you? They're not fighting you. Fight me one-on-one. Imam Hussein turns his horse around, goes back to the tent to protect the women. When he's about to re-enter the battlefield, they say the Zuljanah wouldn't move. Imam Hussein begs his horse, Zuljanah, you're tired. I know you're tired. You've been with me since day number one, carrying lash after lash, body after body, but one last zahmat. Just drop me in the middle of Karbala and you can go. And the horse at that moment drops his head, a tear rolling down his eyes. Mola, I'm not tired, Mola. I'll serve you all day long, but your four-year-old Sakina is holding my... Ooh. Imam Hussein gets off the horse. And Bibi Sakina doesn't even dress Imam Hussein. She talks to Zulkarnain. Hey, Zulkarnain, my Baba is very tired. My Baba is very thirsty. I ask you, please, if you can, take him to Farat for a drop of water. If you can't do that, find a place of shade and put him there. Let him rest. Imam Hussein hugs Sakina, kisses Sakina, my fathers who have 4-year-olds in the audience. Bibi Sakina says, Baba, I'll let you go, that's fine, but I just want to go back to Medina, Baba. What do you tell a 4-year-old that wants to go back home? Imam Hussein says his second khulaf is to Bibi Sakina. Enters the Maidan of Karbala, begins to fight again. He begins to fight to the point now the Umar bin Sa'd says what? Circ and surround the man. And now he fights from all sides. And there comes a moment where they say that Imam Hussein on his horse, the thirst was getting to him, the heat was getting to him, the hunger was getting to him, and for a moment now on the side, he took a small little rest on his Zulkarnain. And that's what Umar bin Sa'd says to Hurmala, Hurmala, line up your archers and shower the man with your arrows. The reports tell us that 400 arrows came to Imam Hussein. And Imam Hussein, one by one, would take them out. One arrow would hit him in the chest, he would take it out. In the leg, take it out. In the forehead, take it out. One arrow hit my mullah in the chin, he would take it out. One by one, he would take out all the arrows. They began to surround the man. They threw everything at Imam Hussein. There came a moment now where there was one arrow that struck Imam Hussein in the eye. Imam Hussein loses his balance. Imam Hussein begins to fall from the horse. Every other shaheed would say, Assalamu alayka, Ya Abba Abdullah. Who does Imam Hussein call? My heart tells me that he went to Medina. He went to Medina. My heart tells me that I'm falling on the plains of Karbala. Imam Hussein is on the ground of Karbala now. Surrounded by hundreds of enemies. They're watching this man now fight for his life. And I want to apologize to Imam Zamana. I don't mean any disrespect, Mawla. I'm sorry, Mawla, for what I'm about to say. I don't mean any disrespect. It's all I have, it's all they have. Bibi Zainab narrates that I went and Shimmer went. I moved to Tilla Zainabia, Shimmer moved to Hussein. They say that Shimmer bin Duljoshin la'anatullah alayh, I'm sorry, these are the books, began to do what? Began to kick Mawla Hussein. Began to slap Mawla Hussein. Bibi Zainab says, Umar bin Sa'd, this is the son of Fatima. Bibi Zainab says that that moment I saw with my own eyes, Jalasu ala Sadr al Hussein, Shimmer is on the chest of Hussein. Begins to take his dagger out and begins to stab my Mawla. Umar bin Sa'd says, Shimmer! End the man's life. Shimmer grabs the beard of his hand, pulls it forward 13 times. The ground began to shake. The sky became black. A voice amongst the darkness, "Qad qutila Hussein bi Karbala." The Zuljanah goes back to the tent. Bibi Sakina comes running out, hugs the Zuljanah. "Hey Zuljanah, my Baba, just tell me one thing. When they killed my father, did they give him a drop of water?"
Ya Hussein.